So it'll be in order. Will everyone in the Senate and the galleries please rise for the prayer by the chaplain, Reverend Gout, and remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance.
From the sixth chapter of Galatians we hear, "As we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men. Almighty God, as we are able, let us express our concerns and kindness as is most helpful to those we encounter, that we might be instruments of service and help. Be with us this day so that we use our time and energy to do what is necessary and needful. In your holy name we pray. Amen."
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Call the roll.
Senators Brown, here. Chappelle Nadal, aye. Cunningham, here. Curls, Dempsey, here. Dixon, here. Emery, here. Holzman, here. Justice, here. Kevany, Kehoe, here. Krause, here. Lager, here. Lamping, here. Lavoda, Libla, here. McKenna, Munslinger, Nasheed, here. Nieves, Parson, here. Pierce, here. Richard, here. Romine, here. Roop, Sater, Schaff, here. Schaefer, Schmidt, Sifton, here. Sylvie, here. Wallingford, Walsh, here. Wasson.
Senator from Jefferson. Senator from the 4th. Here. A quorum is present. The Missouri Senate is in session. Secretary, read the journal. Flash photography not permitted in the Missouri Senate chamber without permission. Read
journal the journal. Journal of the Senate, first regular session. 23rd day, Tuesday, February 19, 2013.
Mr. President.
Senator from Newton.
I move that further reading of the journal be dispensed with and the same be approved as open, fully read.
You've heard the motion. As many as are of the opinion it shall prevail, say aye. Those to the contrary, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Reading is dispensed with. Introduction of guests. Senator from Johnson.
I would like to raise a point of order. The senator from Barry has an incorrect coffee mug here on the Senate floor.
The chair could not hear the point of order stated by the senator from Johnson.
Mr. President.
The senator from the 11th.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'd like to introduce the guest. Mr. President, I'd like to introduce Morgan Berg, who's here shadowing me, and I think there's a large group here today of different people here. But Morgan is from my district, lives in Buckner, Missouri, and she's from Fort Osage High School with the FCCLA, and I'd like the Missouri Senate to make her feel welcome.
Let's welcome the guest of the senator from the 11th to the Missouri Senate. Please rise for recognition. Senator from the 3rd.
President, introduction of guests. I want to introduce a student from St. Jen High School. I'm sorry, Sarah Jo Kirst. She's shadowing me here today, and would like to make her welcome today.
Let's welcome the guests of the senator from the 3rd to the Missouri Senate. Wow. Senator from Barton.
Thank you, Mr. President. I also have a very special guest to introduce this morning. I have Ms. Sierra Arnes from Bernal. She's with FCCLA, and she'll be shadowing me today. She's to your left and to my right, standing behind the bench, and I'd ask the body to please make her welcome.
Thank you, Senator. Well, let's welcome this guest. Senator from Andrew.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have two different groups to introduce today. The first young man I want to introduce is off to my left and your right, Avery Witzel. Avery is job shadowing me today. Great young man down here learning the way that the process works. And I would ask the members of the Senate to please join me in welcoming Avery.
Welcome this young man to the Missouri Senate.
Yes, Mr. President. Mr. President, I have another group that I'd like to introduce, a group of young ladies in the upper gallery today. This is, I'd like to welcome the Missouri Junior Leagues for their annual lobby day. There are girls, young girls, ladies, women from all over the state down here today to share their thoughts, their concerns, and they'll be coming around meeting with each of you. And I'd ask the members of the Senate to please join me in welcoming
them. Let's welcome the guests from the Junior League to the Missouri Senate today. Senator from 13th.
A special guest. Mr. President, today shadowing me is Ms. Gabrielle Hoyle, a junior from Hazelwood East High School. She is here today with the Missouri Family, Career, and Community Leaders of America. I'd like the body to make her feel welcome.
Let's welcome this guest of the Senator from 13th. Senator from Butler.
Mr. President, a special introduction of a young lady that's shadowing me today in our office, and she's from Portageville High School. On your right, on my left, Ms. Amanda Edgar, and she is also the state vice president of FCCLA and a senior in her class, and her goal is to be a great school teacher.
Let's welcome the senator, guest of the senator from Butler. Please rise for recognition by the Senate. Standing. Okay. Senator from Webster.
Mr. President, introduction special guest. Mr. President, on your right and my left, I have a very special young lady, Miranda Reed from Licking, Missouri. She's not only Miranda Reed, but she's also Miss Personality. She's a really special little girl. Invite the senators to introduce themselves to her. Thank you, Mr. President.
Let's welcome this guest of the Senator from Webster. The senator from Cape Girardeau.
Mr. President, introduce a special guest. To my right, to your left, we have Heaven Garland from Fredericktown, and she's producing a legislative shadowing project today. Please make her feel welcome.
Let's welcome her to the Missouri Senate. Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have two guests to introduce today. First, Mr. President, it gives me great pleasure to introduce Chelsea Ramel. Rymel, a senior from Tipton High School who's shadowing me today as part of Family, Career, and Community Leaders Association Day here at the Capitol. Chelsea is the chapter vice president, a member of the Tipton High School Choir, as well as FFA, and is the school's journalism editor. Somehow she also finds time to work part-time at Dave's Country Market in Tipton. Her plans include utilizing her A-plus money at State Fair Community College and majoring in elementary education. Please help me make Chelsea feel welcome.
Let's welcome this guest to the Senator from Cole.
And second, Mr. President, thank you. It's an honor for me to introduce the next introduction with the two heroes here in Jefferson City. At the age of 12, Sienna Lear of Jefferson City, about 1:30 a.m. on January 23rd, woke up to what she first thought were sounds in a dream, but she followed an instinct to check out those sounds and subsequently spotted a toddler alone in the street. She and her sister Tegan woke up their parents, who got in the car and searched the street until they located the small boy, wrapped him in a blanket, and returned him home until law enforcement and family services could respond. I might mention the family of that small boy, who had wandered out of his house on his own. Was very thrilled, as you can imagine, to find the safe return of their infant. I would also ask, Mr. President, that Sienna and Tegan serve as honorary pages for the day. They've already started doing that work. I've noticed how diligent they have been, much better than some of our other folks who bring things to the dais, and that their parents, Mike and Lisa, and baby sister, Gwenny, be made welcome today.
The young people will be made pages to serve at compensation to be paid by the senator from Cole. And let's welcome all those guests. The senator from Lewis.
Thank you, Mr. President. Today with me today, I have an FCCLA job shadow over here, Miss Sarah Jo Benedict. She's from Northwest R1 Menden in Sheraton County. And I'd like the body to make her feel welcome.
Let's welcome this guest of the senator from Lewis. Senator from Barrie.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have the honor today, on your left and my right, to introduce Nat Allen from Purdy High School, and he's shadowing me today. Nat, wave to everybody.
Let's welcome this guest from the senator from... And the senator from the 10th.
Thank you, Mr. President. I would like to introduce my job shadow today from the heart of the 10th Senatorial District at Troy Buchanan High School. I would like to introduce Forrest Hall. Forrest is a senior at Troy Buchanan, and she will be attending Missouri State University next year. Go Bears.
We're delighted to welcome this guest of the senator from the 10th, the senator from Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. President. Me and my shadow. Senator from Jefferson dared me to do that. So anyway, today's job shadowing day from FCCLA. We have two great job shadows today, Brandon Pimberlin from Richmond and Shelby Bush from Chillicothe.
Let's welcome these guests of the senator from Johnson.
Thank you.
Senator from 14th.
I have some very special guests here today. Today, Mr. President, I have LaMisha Smith from Normandy High School. She is a senator and the valedictorian of the high school. And also in the upper gallery, I have members of or students from Normandy Middle School. And I also want to welcome Lindell Robinson, who's the AVID teacher, and Kelly Snyder, who is the GATE teacher at the high school.
Let's welcome these guests of the senator from the 14th. Senator from Polk.
Thank you, Mr. President, to introduce special guest on job shadowing today. It is my privilege to have a young lady from Pleasant Hope, Missouri, here with me today, and a junior in Pleasant Hope, over to your right and my left, in the red jacket, one of the ones in the red jacket, and her parents are Jim and Tammy Berry, and I'm very proud to have her up here today as a job shadower. Thank you for coming.
We're delighted to welcome this guest, Senator from the 24th.
Mr. President, I have the distinct privilege today to introduce some special people. To my left, Dr. Willie and his wife, Ann, are here today. Dr. Willie is a very accomplished doctor and a practitioner and entrepreneur. He's here today as a very concerned citizen about the state of health care in our state and in our country. And I'm also very thrilled to be able to introduce to you Mr. Michael Cannon from the Cato Institute. Mr. Cannon's work and his institute's work have gone a tremendous way towards helping this country and we in the state of Missouri better understand what is the Affordable Care Act. So I wish the body to welcome
Senator,
you today.
Senator, I'm especially delighted to welcome your two guests who are both good friends of mine and folks I've been working with. Let's welcome these guests to the Missouri Senate. Senator from Jefferson.
Thank you. I'd like to introduce Dr. Rake Miskey, president of Jefferson College, and I just saw him walk in. I didn't know he was going to be here, and I assume students from Jefferson College, and I'd also be interested to see if the senator from the 15th finally claps for one of our people that we introduce. Thank you.
Senator from the 3rd.
President, the introduction of guests. The numbers are starting to file in up there, but today is Community College Rally Day here in the Capitol. I'm sure all that the Senate are familiar with the important role our community colleges play in our communities. You may not be aware, however, that our 12 community colleges enrolls more than 100,000 students in credit programs. That's about 40% of all students enrolled in public higher education. And they provide education for another 125,000 in professional development, continuing education, and workforce training. As part of the activities today, students from the hospitality program of St. Louis Community College are providing a dessert buffet to members in Senator Walsh's office. I ask the community college staff and trustees to stand up in the upper gallery and be recognized
Let's
by the Senate.
Let's welcome all these guests of the senator from the 3rd District to the Missouri Senate. Is there a senator who has not introduced guests this morning? For another round, the senator from Johnson.
Just a point of order.
State your point of order.
Would you remind the senator from St. Genevieve not to refer by senators by their names while on the Senate floor? We have rules, Mr.
He is
President.
Admonished.
Thank you.
Introductions, petitions, memorials, remonstrances, resolutions. Senator from the ninth.
Mr. President, I have a resolution.
Send it forward. Senator, it looks like a bill.
Oh.
Is it a bill or a resolution?
Well, it's a joint resolution. Is that considered a bill, Mr. President?
It is a bill.
Okay, thank you.
Resolutions, concurrent resolutions. Senator from Newton.
Mr. President, I have a concurrent resolution, number two, and asked to be taken up for adoption.
We'll send it forward. Okay. You've heard the motion of the senator from Newton. As many as are of the opinion it shall prevail, say aye. Those to the contrary, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The bill is resolution is before us, sir.
Mr. President, this Senate concurrent resolution two directs the State Historical Society of Missouri to develop plans to commemorate and celebrate the state of Missouri's bicentennial. With that, I'll take any questions.
And make your motion on adoption.
I move for its adoption.
Does any senator wish to be heard? Seeing none, the senator is recognized to close.
I close.
The senator renews his motion on adoption of the resolution. As many as are of the opinion that motion shall prevail, say aye. Those to the contrary, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Well, the secretary now, having informed me that it was a voice vote, says it's a roll call. Call the roll.
Senators Brown. Chappelle Nadal.
Aye.
Cunningham.
Aye.
Curls.
Aye.
Dempsey.
Aye.
Dixon. Emery. Holzman.
Aye.
Justice.
Aye.
Kevany. Kehoe. Kraus. Lager.
Aye.
Lamping. Lavota. Libla.
Aye.
McKenna.
Aye.
Munslinger. Nasheed.
Aye.
Nieves.
Aye.
Parson.
Aye.
Pierce.
Aye.
Richard.
Aye.
Romine.
Aye.
Roop.
Aye.
Sater.
Aye.
Schaff. Schaefer.
Aye.
Schmidt.
Aye.
Sifton.
Aye.
Sylvie.
Aye.
Wallingford.
Aye.
Walsh.
Aye.
Wasson.
Senator from the 8th. Senator from the 4th. Senator from Cole. Senator from Barton. Senator from the 5th. By your vote of 33 ayes, 0 no, you have passed the resolution. Senator from Newton.
Mr. President, without objection, I'd like to introduce a guest. We have Missouri
Southern State. No objection. Proceed.
We have in the upper gallery Missouri Southern State University Student Senate, and there's seven of them. I would ask somebody to make them feel welcome.
Let's welcome the guests from Missouri Southern University. Please rise for recognition. Introduction of bills.
Senator from Andrew.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a legislative package I'd like to send forward, including three bills.
Send it forward. Secretary, please read the bills.
Senate Bill number 351, introduced by Senator Lager, an act relating to judge disqualification.
Mr. President, whenever a nonpartisan court plan judge is appointed, any members on that commission, the judge would be required to recuse themselves if those members ever come before them.
Thank you, Senator. Please read the next bill.
Senate Bill number 352, introduced by Senator Lager, an act relating to programs in which individuals are given a thing of value in exchange for surrendering a firearm.
Thank you, Mr. President. What this would do is this would require, when municipalities and other government entities have gun buyback programs, that they would have to sell those guns to a federally licensed firearm dealer versus destroying them.
Please read the third bill.
Senate Bill number 353, introduced by Senator Lager, an act relating to unlawful discriminatory practices.
Senator.
Thank you, Mr. President. This would be year three, maybe four of this bill, vetoed twice, if not three times, by the governor. We're going to give it another try with a special twist later this year, and I look forward to having that debate. Thank you, Mr. President.
Senator from the 15th.
Single bill.
Senate four. Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill number 354, introduced by Senator Schmidt, an act relating to credit card surcharge fees.
Senator.
Part of our ongoing effort to protect consumers from being gouged by excessive fees. Thank you.
Senator from Lewis.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a bill.
Send it forward. Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill number 355, introduced by Senator Munslinger, an act relating to the Sheriff's Retirement Fund.
Senator?
No definition needed.
Senator from the 9th, for what purpose do you seek? Oh, please send the bill.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a bill.
Sorry, please send it forward. Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Joint Resolution number 20, introduced by Senator Curls. Joint resolution relating to creation of Show Me Small Business Districts.
Senator?
Thank you, Mr. President. No explanation necessary.
Mr. President?
Senator from Cole.
I have a bill.
Send it forward.
I'm sending it forward with bill.
Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill number 356, introduced by Senator Kehoe, an act relating to products liability.
No explanation needed, Mr. President.
Senator from St. Francis. Send it forward. Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill number 357, introduced by Senator Romine, an act relating to statutory liens against real estate.
Necessary.
Senator from the 7th, please send it forward. Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill number 358, introduced by Senator Holzman, an act relating to industrial hemp.
Senator.
Mr. President, in true bipartisan fashion, following the lead of Republican Minority Leader in the U.S. Senate, Mitch McConnell, I am trying to bring freedom of farming to the state of Missouri. Thank you.
Senator from the 11th.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have two bills to introduce.
Please send them forward. Secretary, please read the first bill.
Senate Bill number 359, introduced by Senator Lavota, an act relating to year-round educational programs for school districts.
Senator?
Mr. President, this is a good accountability measure that allows our local school districts to do what they need to do to educate our kids.
Please read the second bill.
Senate Joint Resolution number 21, introduced by Senator Lavota. Joint resolution relating to the Department of Transportation.
Senator.
Thank you, Mr. President. Good accountability measure that would make the elected officials directly accountable for the condition of our transportation system. Thank you, Mr. President.
Senator from the 2nd.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have two bills.
Please send them forward.
No explanation is needed, Mr. President.
Senator. Secretary, please read the bills.
Senate Bill number 360, introduced by Senator Roop, an act relating to sewer charges.
Please read the second bill.
Senate Bill number 361, introduced by Senator Roop, an act relating to wastewater treatment facilities.
Senator from the 14th.
Bills.
Please send them forward. Secretary, please read the first bill when you receive it.
Senate Bill number 362, introduced by Senator Chappelle Nadal, an act relating to the licensing of clinical laboratory science personnel.
Senator?
No explanation necessary.
Please read the second bill.
Senate Bill number 363, introduced by Senator Chappelle Nadal, an act relating to the Residential Electronic Products Recycling and Reuse Act.
Senator?
No explanation necessary.
Senator from Polk.
Two bills.
Please send them forward.
No explanation needed, Mr. President.
Secretary, please read both bills.
Senate Bill number 364, introduced by Senator Parson, an act relating to title insurance.
Please read the second.
Senate Bill number 365, introduced by Senator Parson et al., an act relating to alcohol franchise.
Senator from the 24th.
President, I have a bill, and no explanation is necessary.
Please send the bill forward. Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill number 366, introduced by Senator Lamping et al., an act relating to rebuilding damaged infrastructure.
Further introduction of bills. Seeing none, Senator from Newton.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to order the business of third reading of Senate bills.
Third reading of Senate bills. Senate Committee substitute for Senate Bill 89, Senator from Lewis.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that Senate Bill number 89 be taken up for third read and final passage.
You've heard the motion from the Senator from Lewis. As many are of the opinion that motion shall prevail, say aye. Those of the contrary say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The bill is before the body. Senator from Lewis.
Thank you, Mr. President. This is the bill that we perfected yesterday that deals with nursing home districts. It allows them to do senior living in vacant space that they have in their homes, and also changes that bonding level to the constitutional required bonding that we have for other bonds around the state. With that, Mr. President, I'd be glad to answer any questions.
Senator from Lewis has moved that Senate Committee substitute for Senate Bill 89 be read a third time and placed upon its final passage. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Hearing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
I close.
Senator from Lewis has renewed his motion that the Senate Committee substitute for Senate Bill 89 be read a third time and placed upon its final passage. Secretary, please read the bill and call the roll.
Senate Committee substitute for Senate Bill number 89, an act relating to the establishment and administration of senior housing in nursing home districts. Senators Brown, Chappelle Nadal, Cunningham, Curls, Dempsey.
Aye.
Dixon, Emery, Holzman, Justice, Keviny, Kehoe, Krause, Lager, Lamping, Lavota, Libla, McKenna, Munslinger, Nasheed, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Richard, Romine, Roop, Sater, Schaaf, Schaefer, Schmidt, Sifton, Sylvie, Wallingford, Walsh, Wasson.
Senator from Green. Senator from Green. Senator from Green votes aye. Senator from Polk. Senator from Polk votes aye. Senator from Boone.
Aye.
Senator from Boone votes aye. Senator from the ninth. Senator from the ninth votes aye. Senator from the seventh. Senator from the seventh votes aye. Where's he from? Senator from Barton. Senator from Barton votes aye. Senator from Buchanan. Senator from Buchanan votes aye. Senator from the 15th. Senator from the 15th votes aye. Senator from the 13th. Hold on 1 second. Hold that thought. 33 ayes, 0 noes. The bill having received a constitutional majority is declared passed. Hearing no objection, let the journal show the titling of refection motions were made and carried. Senator from the 13th.
President, I seek unanimous consent to introduce a special guest.
Hearing no objection, Senator, proceed.
Mr. President, on your right and my left, I'd like to introduce Dr. Graylin Tobias. He's the school superintendent from Hazelwood School District. He's up visiting today, and he happens to be the superintendent for the guest I introduced earlier, Gabrielle Hoyle. And they had no idea each other were here, but we're very proud of Dr. Tobias. He comes from our community, and he serves Hazelwood well. I ask that the body make him feel welcome.
Let's make welcome the guest of the senator from the 13th. Good to have you here this morning. Senate committee substitute for Senate Bill 69, Senator from the 4th.
Mr. President, I move that Senate committee substitute for Senate Bill 69 be taken up for third reading and final passage.
You've heard the motion from the senator from the 4th. As many are of the opinion that motion shall prevail, say aye.
Aye.
Those of the contrary say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The bill is before the body. Senator from the 4th.
Thank you, Mr. President. This is a simple bill. It was brought to me by the Department of Social Services. It merely allows administrative hearing officers in that department to correct their own technical mistakes without having to appear before the judge. So with that, I will answer any questions.
Did you make your third reading motion, Senator?
I now move that the Senate committee substitute for Senate Bill number 69 be adopted.
Be read a third time and placed.
Be read a third time and finally passed.
The senator from the 4th has moved that Senate committee substitute for Senate Bill 69 be read a third time and placed upon its final passage. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Hearing none, Senator, you're recognized to close. The senator from the 4th has renewed his motion that Senate committee substitute for Senate Bill 69 be read a third time and placed upon its final passage. Secretary, please read the bill and call the roll.
Senate committee substitute for Senate Bill number 69, an act relating to administrative child support decisions. Senators Brown, Chappelle Nadal, Cunningham,
aye.
Curls,
aye.
Dempsey,
aye.
Dixon,
aye.
Emery, Holzman,
aye.
Justice,
aye.
Kevany,
aye.
Kehoe,
aye.
Kraus,
aye.
Lager,
aye.
Lamping,
aye.
Lavota,
aye.
Libla,
aye.
McKenna,
aye.
Munslinger,
aye.
Nasheed,
aye.
Nieves, Parson, Pierce,
aye.
Richard,
aye.
Romine,
aye.
Roop,
aye.
Sater,
aye.
Schaaf,
aye.
Schaefer,
aye.
Schmidt,
aye.
Sifton,
aye.
Sylvie,
aye.
Wallingford,
aye.
Walsh, Wasson.
Aye.
Senator from Butler.
Aye.
Senator from Butler votes aye. Senator from the 13th.
Aye.
Senator from the 13th votes aye. 33 ayes, 0 noes. The bill having received a constitutional majority is declared passed. Hearing no objection, let the journal show the titling of refection motions were made and carried. Senate committee substitute for Senate Bill 101, Senator from Christian.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that Senate committee substitute for Senate Bill 101 be taken up for third reading and final passage.
You've heard the motion from the senator from Christian. As many are of the opinion that motion shall prevail, say aye.
Aye.
Those of the contrary say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The bill is before the body. Senator from Christian.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that Senate committee substitute for Senate Bill 101 be read a third time and finally passed.
Senator, would you care to explain your bill?
This is the bill we just did yesterday to deal with flour businesses. And it's basically 100% about deception. That's what it's about, being deceptive when you advertise in flour business.
Any questions? I'd be glad to answer them, Mr.
Senators, President. Move that Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 101 be read a third time and placed upon its final passage. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Hearing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
I close.
Senator from Christian has renewed his motion that Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 101 be read a third time and placed upon its final passage. Secretary, please read the bill and call the roll.
Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill Number 101, an act relating to florists. Senators Brown, Chappelle Nadal, Cunningham, Curls, Dempsey, Dixon, Emery, Holzman, Justice, Kevany, Kehoe, Kraus, Lager, Lamping, Lavota, Libla, McKenna, Munslinger, Nasheed, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Richard, Romine, Roop, Sater, Schaaf, Schaefer, Schmidt, Sifton, Sylvie, Wallingford, Walsh, Wasson.
Senator from the 8th. Senator from the 8th votes no. Senator from Cole. Senator from Cole votes aye. Ayes, 2 noes. The bill having received a constitutional majority is declared passed. Hearing no objection, let the journal show the titling and perfection motions were made and carried. Senate Bill 24, Senator from Polk.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that Senate Bill Number 24 be taken up for third reading and final passage.
You've heard the motion from the Senator from Polk. As many are of the opinion that motion shall prevail, say aye.
Aye.
Those of the contrary say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The bill is before the body, Senator from Polk.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that Senate Bill Number 24 be read a third time and finally passed. Mr. President, this bill was heard yesterday in here, and it has to do with zoning for third and fourth class counties. Currently, there was provisions in the statutes to allow first and second class counties to do this. This would allow third and fourth class counties to adopt zoning if by a vote of the people within those counties to do that. It also exempts agriculture from those counties.
The senator from Polk has moved that Senate Bill 24 be read a third time and placed upon its final passage. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Senator from Andrew.
Thank you, Mr. President. May I inquire the senator from Polk?
Does Senator from Polk yield?
I do.
He does. Proceed.
Okay. I just heard the part of that. It allows zoning in third and fourth class?
By a vote of the people.
By a vote of the people.
Right. Good enough. Vote.
Thank you.
Vote.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Any other senator desire to be heard? Hearing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
I close.
Senator from Polk has renewed his motion that Senate Bill 24 be read a third time and placed upon its final passage. Secretary, please read the bill and call the roll.
Senate Bill Number 24, an act relating to county building codes. Senators Brown, Chappelle Nadal, Cunningham, Curls, Dempsey, Dixon, Emery, Holzman, Justice, Kevany, Kehoe, Kraus, Lager, Lamping, Lavota, Libla, McKenna, Munslinger, Nasheed, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Richard, Romine, Roop, Sater, Schaaf, Schaefer, Schmidt, Sifton, Sylvie, Wallingford, Walsh, Wasson.
Senator from Johnson, you are not recorded. Senator from Johnson votes aye. Senator from the 10th, as an aye. Senator from Jefferson. Senator from Jefferson votes aye. 32 ayes, 0 noes. The bill, having received a constitutional majority, is declared passed. Hearing no objection, let the journal show the titling of perfection motions were made and carried. Senate substitute for Senate Bill 34. Where's Cunning? Senator from Webster.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that Senate substitute for Senate Bill 34 be taken up for third read and final passage.
You've heard the motion from the senator from Webster. As many are of the opinion that motion shall prevail, say aye.
Aye.
Those to the contrary, say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The bill is before the body. Senator from Webster.
Mr. President, I move that Senate substitute for Senate Bill 34 be read third time and finally passed. President, this is a simple bill we talked about. It's streamlining the work comp process records, requiring the division to form a database, and it's accessible by pre-employers.
Senator from Webster has moved that Senate substitute for Senate Bill 34 be read a third time and placed upon its final passage. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Senator from Barton, for what purpose do you seek recognition?
Mr. President, to inquire the senator sponsoring the bill.
Does the senator from Webster yield?
I do.
He does proceed.
Thanks, Senator. I apologize. I missed a great deal of the debate. I don't know how much there was on the bill, but can you explain to me what we're accomplishing with this?
Presently,
the database caught my eye, and I just want to make sure I understand.
Presently, the Division of Workers' Comp, if you are considering hiring an employee to check on his workers' comp records, you have to file a written request on a state form. Goes to the division, can take up to 2 weeks. They have three people that work in that department making those replies. This requires them to establish a database, and then you can get online on your computer and enter a password, set up properly, et cetera, like that, and have access to that person's work comp records, dealing with the number of claims and claims that are open.
And who has access to the records?
A person that is the employer, the possible employer. After the person's made application, it can do this.
Okay, so it just makes it easier for
them. It streamlines the process. It takes the paperwork out of it. He can get probably, a minute or two, he can get the results and see whether or not this person has had a number of workers.
Was there any opposition to the bill?
None whatsoever. So there's a couple amendments that made it a better bill, made it a substitute. But you know, I think I can't remember the vote, but it was well taken by both sides.
Thank you very much, Senator.
Thank you, Senator.
Does any other senator desire to be heard? Hearing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
I close.
Senator from Webster has renewed his motion that Senate substitute for Senate Bill 34 be read a third time and placed upon its final passage. Secretary, please read the bill and call the roll.
Senate substitute for Senate Bill number 34, an act relating to a database for workers' compensation claims. Senators Brown, Chappelle Nadal, Cunningham, Curls, Dempsey, Dixon, Emery, Holzman, Justice, Keviny, Kehoe, Kraus, Lager, Lamping, Lavoda, Leibla, McKenna, Munslinger, Nasheed, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Richard, Romine, Roop, Sater, Schaff, Schaefer, Schmidt, Sifton, Sylvie, Wallingford, Walsh, Wasson.
Senator from the 7th. Senator from the 7th votes aye. 33 ayes, 0 noes. The bill, having received a constitutional majority, is declared passed. Hearing no objection, let the journal show the titling of perfection motions were made and carried. Senator from the 10th.
May I speak on a point of personal privilege?
Senator from the 10th, you are recognized for a point of personal privilege.
Thank you, Mr. President. On behalf of the senator from the 7th and myself, I wanted to just speak briefly on a point of personal privilege. Last night in Kansas City, we had a large tragedy. We had an explosion on the Country Club Plaza, and as of a few minutes ago, they've confirmed that we've had one fatality. in Kansas City, and that we have 15 injured and 6 are still in critical condition. So I would just like to take a moment to thank all of the first responders and utility workers who have been working around the clock on this situation, and then also to take a moment of silence for those injured and for the one woman who has lost her life as part of the tragedy.
Let's take a moment of silence for the families of those affected and our thoughts. Senator from Newton.
Mr. President, without objection, the Senate will go the order of business of Senate bills for perfection. And I ask you to call the calendar.
Senate bills for perfection. Senate Bill 127, Senator from Berry.
Thank you, Mr. President. I ask that Senate Bill 127 be laid over on the informal calendar.
The bill shall be placed on the informal calendar. Senate Bill 88, Senator from Buchanan. Senate Bill 88, Senator from Buchanan.
Mr. President, I would ask that that bill be laid on the informal calendar.
Shall be placed on the informal calendar. Senate Bills 176 and 192, Senator from the 15th.
Thank you, Mr. President. I now ask that Senate Bills 176 and 192 be brought before the body.
You've heard the motion from the Senator from the 15th. Is many of the opinion that motion shall prevail, say aye.
Aye.
Those of the contrary say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The bill is before the body. Senator from the 15th.
Thank you, Mr. President. I now move for the adoption of the Senate committee substitute. And for the benefit of the body, this is the bridge naming bill that we've talked about and has been covered a little bit over the last few weeks to name the new Mississippi River Bridge from Illinois into Missouri on the north side of St. Louis, named after Stan the Man Musial. Upon his passing, a month or so ago, I guess now, we observed a moment of silence, and I was very heartened by the fact that so many other members had so many great memories of his life and his career, and we're all very familiar with the statistics, you know, the .331 lifetime batting average, the 3 world championships, the 24 All-Star games, all of the things that he did on the field, and which made him one of the best baseball players that ever lived. It's certainly the greatest Cardinal of them all. And so we're all very, very familiar with that. But I think what was more impressive for me and was really unique in the sports world and in among celebrity, I guess, nowadays, was upon his passing, all of the stories of what kind of a person he was and how he treated everyone the same, whether it was the president or a bat boy or someone that he had never met before and just gave an autograph to. And those of you who've ever been to Busch Stadium, whether it was Busch 2 or Busch 3 now, that Stan Musial statue is a real gathering place. It brings people together. Meet me down at the Musial statue before the game. And I think that's very appropriate for the kind of person that he was. And I also think, as I said in the committee, bridges at the heart of it, if you really get down to what bridges do, they connect people, they bring people together. And I think that's a fitting tribute to Stan the Man Musial also, for this bridge to be a place that welcomes us back from journeys afar and visitors to our great state. And so with that, Mr. President, I also want to thank the Senator from the 24th, who has worked very hard on this too. We filed the bill the same day, and this combines those two bills in order for us to move forward and get on with the idea of naming the bridge after Stan the Man Musial. So with that, Mr. President, I would renew my motion for the adoption.
Senator from the 15th is moved for the adoption of Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 176 and 192. Senator from Jefferson, for what purpose do you seek recognition?
To inquire the Senator from the 15th briefly.
Does the Senator from the 15th yield?
Yes. Senator, thank you for filing this bill. As somebody that has filed bills like this in the past, this is a more appropriate way to honor somebody after the book has been written. The most amazing statistic, I think, in baseball is one that Stan Musial has. He has 3,630 hits. A level of consistency in that is that he had 1,815 hits at home, 1,815 hits on the road. It's an amazing statistic. And then secondly, he's from a different era. And I gave your father a book to read called The Summer of 1964. It was about the Cardinals and the Yankees. In that book, it talked about Stan Musial. And in 1959, he felt like he did not perform up to his own standards. So he did something that you would never hear of today. He returned a portion of his salary to the Cardinals because he didn't feel like he performed well enough. That is how admirable this guy is.
And I think that statistic that you cited, too, is noteworthy because not only does it speak to this consistency on the field, but balance. And balance is a word that for a man that balanced his family life and his professional life, who balanced being somebody who was at the pinnacle of success, and yet had that rarest of trait, which was humility.
And I don't think around the country he was recognized for how great he was. There, I have 20 Stan Musial autographs. Two of my favorite is a Sporting News cover where they ranked the top player of the decade, and it was voted on by his peers. And we're talking about Joe DiMaggio and Mickey Mantle and the greats of that era. And those players said that the greatest player was Stan Musial. And that says a lot. And number two, I think my favorite Stan Musial autograph that I have is 1961, I believe. And it's the All-Star Game in Washington Senators. And pictures tell a thousand stories. And then the picture, it shows Stan Musial going up into the crowd, shaking President Kennedy's hand. You can see up on the facade, number 24 is coming up to bat. So you know it's Willie Mays is going to lead the game off. And the greatest thing about this picture is this is in the heart of the civil rights movement, where there was a lot of hatred in our country. And in the forefront are look like to be around 9 or 10 years old, a young white kid and a young black kid, and they're talking to each other, and they're completely oblivious to race. And that's one of my favorite pictures.
I heard a great story too. The MLB Network is something I watch a lot when I get all TiVo things, and they had Bob Costas was interviewing Hank Aaron, and when he first broke into the major leagues, obviously was you still had this race barrier that Major League Baseball was dealing with. And it was in an All-Star game, and there was still, the clubhouse was kind of segregated to some degree, and the African-American players, including Hank Aaron, are playing cards. And Musial comes down, and he, just in a very subtle way, sits down and says, hey, fellas, deal me in. And it was a very, understated gesture, but that's what he did, that post, that Saturday Evening Post, I think, the one where he's signing autographs, is the really famous picture of him or portrait. I think that's appropriate too, kind of like what you're talking about. He's there signing autographs for these kids.
And he did it till the day he died.
Yeah.
And secondly, I know the senator from St. Francis is going to offer an amendment, and I'm very pleased that you're willing to take that. There was a young man who fell to his death on that bridge, and it's appropriate that person is honored too. And I appreciate your work on this, a senator from the 24th. As you know, I could talk baseball all day, but
yeah, I'll maybe another time we can do that.
Thank you, Senator. Thank you, Mr. President.
Senator from St. Genevieve, excuse me, Senator from the 24th. For what purpose do you seek recognition?
Require the senator from the 15th.
Does the senator from the 15th yield?
Yes.
He does. Proceed.
So, Senator, it was a pretty interesting weekend. Upon Stan's demise, the reaction of the city was quite extraordinary, wasn't it?
Yeah, it really was.
I know we kind of both woke up with the same idea. There are times when we're down here where we have very difficult challenges, difficult problems we're trying to solve, but this is one of the one where it was just it was easy, wasn't it, to think of the right thing to do?
Yeah, it seemed very appropriate and easy, and I think brings people together.
No, I think that, I mean, sometimes we spend, you know, a certain amount of time in our ivory tower trying to contemplate the principal stand to take and then bring it down to kind of the street level, the gut level, and then execute it. But this is one of those instances where everyone's gut reaction is that this is what we should do going forward.
Yep, and I agree. And his ability to bring people together, you know, and is a model for all of us.
So let's get her done.
Yep.
Senator from Boone, for what purpose do you seek recognition?
Seek unanimous consent to introduce some very special guests.
Hearing no objection, Senator, proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. To my right, seated over here and also to your left, are two Columbia School teachers, Laura Sandstedt and Marilyn Andre. They are down here today with MSTA. They are two of Columbia's finest teachers, and I will tell you, Ms. Sandstedt has had the pleasure of having all three of my kids in her class and did a fantastic job, and they are the best we have to offer, and they're a fine example of great Missouri school teachers, and I'd ask the body make them feel welcome.
With the guests of the Senator from Boone, please rise. We welcome you to the Missouri Senate this morning. Senator from the 14th, for what purpose do you seek recognition?
Mr. President, I seek unanimous consent to introduce some special guests.
Hearing no objections, Senator, proceed.
Thank you so much, Mr. President. I have the other class from Normandy Middle School. I gave them a very long speech this morning about not getting engaged in violent activity or guns. I even told them that I would snatch them to the side myself if I ever knew that they got involved in any dangerous activity. But I am so proud to let the body know today that not only are these the best and the brightest at Normandy Middle School, but these are also courageous students who are here today to view the business of the Senate, and I am just so privileged and honored to introduce them to this body today.
Would the guests of the Senator from the 14th please rise? We welcome you to the Missouri Senate this morning. Hope you enjoy your day at the Capitol. Senator from St. Genevieve.
I have an amendment.
Please send the amendment forward.
Amendment has been distributed.
As for the waiver of the reading, Senator?
Please.
Okay. It's given. Senator from St. Genevieve.
I was very proud to have the opportunity to be one of the co-sponsors on Senate Bill 176 and 192. But for those of you that are not familiar, Andy Gammon was a carpenter from Park Hills, my district, who lost his life last spring while working construction on the bridge. Our office has worked with the family in an effort to make sure Andy's memory is honored, and we feel that this measure will provide an appropriate tribute to Andy. Currently, the section of Interstate 70 running through the city of St. Louis is named the Mark Twain Highway. This bill designates a section of Mark Twain Highway from mile marker 248 to the Illinois border, the center of the river. As the Andy Gammon Memorial Highway, we will designate and have plaque placed appropriately. Mile marker 248 stands just a few miles north of the new bridge. Essentially, this act will name the highway running across the new Mississippi River Bridge up to the Illinois border after Andy Gammon. Signs erected for this designation will be paid for by private donations. I want to make a note. This amendment changes the titling of SB 176 and 192 by removing the new Mississippi River Bridge and inserting highway infrastructure to include both the highway and the bridge. Additionally, Senate Bill 176 and 192 are contingent to an effective date because the naming of the bridge is subject to consent from the state of Illinois. This amendment further changes the titling to specify that the naming of highway is not contingent to the effective date relating to the naming of bridge and can instead go into effect immediately upon its passing.
Did he move? Senator from St. Genevieve has moved for the adoption of Senate Amendment 1. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Senator from the 4th, for what purpose do you seek recognition?
To inquire the senator from the 5th.
Does the senator from the 5th yield? She does. Proceed.
Thank you, Senator. Both of these both the bill and the amendment, I think, are very commendable things, and I think they need to be done. No one has more respect for Stan Musial than myself, and no one has more respect for the man that was killed on the job. But now the bridge is in your district, and the highway is in your district and in my district. And I'm just curious, did anybody approach you before they filed these bills?
Senator, they didn't. And matter of fact, I was working on putting together a blue ribbon committee to name the bridge. But with this here happening, I had to dissolve the committee. So, no, they didn't.
Okay. I just thought as a courtesy that they would have approached you about naming a bridge in your district. I guess we're setting a precedent here where senators can pick and choose throughout the state what we want to name. So thank you very much for the inquiry, Senator.
Thank you.
Senator from the 14th, for what purpose do you seek recognition?
Yes, Mr. President, I'd like to inquire of the senator from the 5th.
Does the senator from the 5th yield? She does. Proceed.
Thank you so much, Mr. President. Senator, I share the same concern of the senator from the 4th, and we talked about this briefly, and you know, it is very important. Let me tell you, there was a press conference in my district 2 years ago at the airport where the previous President Pro Tem and other senators did this press conference about the China hub. And I was never called. I was never informed. One of the unwritten rules of the Senate is to make sure you let the senator, wherever you're going, know that you're going to be in that district as a courtesy. One, I was not invited. Two, there were at least 3 or 4 senators who were at that press conference. And I understand the emotion behind this, and you know, I do want us to move forward, but this is your district. These are your constituents that you have to serve, and you have an interest, Senator, to make sure that anything that deals with your district needs to go through you first. And if I am standing here merely to remind other members of this body that they need to remember some of those rules, then that's what I'm standing up for right now. If there is legislation dealing with your district, the senator who perhaps has that legislation should be talking to you about it ongoing, because you have the right to stand up and talk about your district, its needs. You may agree, and it may be something that you guys wholeheartedly support, but it needs to go through you first, because that is the area in which you were voted, and that is your community, and you know what's best. You are there every single day. You are traveling up and down those highways. That is your responsibility. You are accountable for that area. So I have the same concern that the senator from the 4th does, but as a gentle reminder, when you are dealing with someone else's district, please make sure you talk to them beforehand. And if you do something in someone else's district, it goes, the same rule goes for you. But thank you. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you.
Senator, does any other senator desire to be heard on the amendment?
Senator.
Senator from St. Genevieve. For what purpose do you seek recognition?
Inquire the senator from the 5th.
Does the senator from the 5th yield? She does. Proceed.
Senator, I want to exercise a true desire to apologize if there's been any misunderstanding. When we initially introduced our standalone bill concerning the highway, we did have a conversation that I thought covered that, but I apologize if that was not understood what our intent was. This amendment was an opportunity to go forward a little bit quicker than our standalone bill. So I apologize that we may have not brought you up to speed on what we were doing. My intent was to always communicate with the senators in their district if we're planning on doing something. So I want to apologize for that, and if it's creating offense, I would ask my amendment to be pulled at this time.
Apology accepted. Thank you.
Senator, did you want your amendment pulled back?
I asked the consideration of the senator for the 5th. If she feels like this has been a violation, I will pull it back. But if she's comfortable with going forward, I would appreciate that.
Okay.
Thank you.
Senator from St. Genevieve has the floor.
I move to continue with the amendment.
Okay. Does any other senator desire to be heard? Senator from the 5th, for what purpose do you seek recognition?
To speak on the amendment.
Proceed.
Senator, I have no problem with the amendment. I really appreciate you, you know, acknowledging the fact that it is in my district, and I would love for it to go forward. Thank you.
Senator from the 13th, for what purpose do you seek recognition?
To inquire of the senator from the 3rd.
Does the senator from St. Genevieve yield? He does. Proceed.
Senator, I want to thank you for bringing this forward. I've been on jobs where folks have been killed, and there's never anything left to show from where they are. I mean, we often forget about them. You know, we take care of their families. A couple years later, it's history. But this will be a monument to this young man and his family that will always be on that bridge when we cross in from Missouri into Illinois or Illinois into Missouri, and I appreciate you bringing this forward.
Thank you very much, Senator.
I also appreciate you working with everybody to meet the ends of both parties, the Stan Musial Bridge and honoring this young man and his family.
Well, I appreciate that. My dad was a heavy equipment operator.
I know that.
He operated cranes on barges, and so I understand the dangers, and so I think it's very appropriate that we take and honor this member of the construction family and our district and family.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Senator from the 15th, for what purpose do you seek recognition? Proceed.
The senator from St. Genevieve and I have talked about this. I think this is appropriate. When we actually heard the bill in the senator from the 6th, or Cole's committee, his friend, his best friend, came forward and testified, you know, and they had an effort to have the bridge memorialized in his friend's name. And so as we tried to figure out a way to do both, this is, I think, an appropriate way to do it. And I also want to thank the senator from the 5th District for her classiness in allowing this thing to move forward, and hopefully we can get this thing done. Thank you.
Does any other senator desire to be heard on the amendment? Hearing none, Senator, you're recognized to close. Senator from St. Genevieve has renewed his motion for the adoption of Senate Amendment 1. Is many of the opinion that motion shall prevail, say aye.
Aye.
Those of the contrary, say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. You have adopted Senate Amendment 1. We're back on the adoption of the committee substitute. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Senator from Cole, for what purpose do you seek recognition?
Can I inquire of the senator of the 15th, please?
Does the senator from the 15th yield?
Yes.
He does. Proceed.
Senator, I just wanted to bring forward a little-known fact quickly. And I support this, obviously, as you well know. But the previous senator from Jefferson, the smarter one, the older one, he and I were tasked back in our old commission days by the governor to meet with the folks from IDOT to keep this project alive. This project, as many in this body may recall, was originally slated to be a toll bridge, and Illinois did not want that to happen, and the whole project was going to get scrapped. So there were hundreds of people, literally, who tried to work to save the project. And the previous senator from Jefferson and I went to Illinois many times and met with Representative Huffman, who was their chair of appropriation or transportation, and also former Governor Blagojevich's college roommate. And one of the last things we got down to negotiation is they wanted the name rights. And I just want to let people know that the former senator from Jefferson pulled me aside and said, "We are not giving up the name rights to this." And so it sticks near and dear to my heart as we proceed with this legislation on a project that almost died 10 times, barely, that now it's not only alive and out of the river, and you've seen it, but we're at the point we are today. So I just wanted to give you that little piece of history. And by the way, I went to the signing that we hosted when Governor Blunt and Governor Blagojevich signed the contracts to move this project forward, and they signed one too many contract, and I still have that contract signed by Governor Blagojevich and his pens, and I always think maybe I should put them on eBay.
You should. You could send him a note in prison, too, probably, right?
Well, I could use it to help pay for the signage.
Well, thanks for your work on the commission, and those little things sometimes, like the naming rights, you should be proud that you and the senator from Jefferson's father helped firm on that. So,
with the time, we never realized how it was ever going to come up, but it's just interesting that we're at that point now today. So thank you for what
thanks.
You're doing, and thank you to Senator.
Further discussion on the adoption motion? Hearing none, Senator, you're recognized to close on the adoption.
I close.
Senator from the 15th has renewed his motion that Senate Committee substitute for Senate Bill 176 and 192 is amended to be adopted. As many are of the opinion that motion shall prevail, say aye.
Aye.
Those of the contrary, say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. You have adopted the Senate Committee substitute. Senator from the 15th.
Thank you, Mr. President. I now move that Senate Bills 176 and 192 with the Senate Committee substitute as adopted be perfected and ordered printed.
Senator from the 15th has moved that Senate Committee substitute for Senate Bill 176 and 192 be declared perfected and ordered printed. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Hearing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
I close.
Senator from the 15th renews his motion that Senate Committee substitute for Senate Bill 176 and 192 be declared perfected and ordered printed. As many of the opinion that motion shall prevail, say aye.
Aye.
To the contrary, say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The bill has been declared perfected and ordered printed. Senate Bill. He wanted me to go to Senate Bill 100, Senator from the 4th.
Mr. President, I move Senate Bill 100 be taken up for perfection.
You've heard the motion from the Senator from the 4th. As many of the opinion that motion shall prevail, say aye.
Aye.
Those of the contrary, say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The bill is before the body. Senator from the 4th.
Thank you, Mr. President. This is a bill brought to me from the Missouri Bar. It clarifies that health savings accounts are exempt from attachment by creditors, and inherited individual retirement accounts are exempt by creditors. And with that, Mr. President, I'm open to any questions.
Senator from the 4th has moved that Senate Bill 100 be declared perfected and ordered printed. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Senator from the 10th, for what purpose do you seek recognition?
To inquire of the senator from the 4th.
Does the senator from the 4th yield?
I do.
He does proceed.
Senator, you seem to have a lot of legislation this session. You've been on the floor a lot.
It's volumes.
Are you about done after this?
Up.
The last we're going to hear from you?
This is the last one today.
Last one today.
Yes.
Is there any chance we're going to see that primate bill?
That is up to the chairman of the Agricultural Committee.
And obviously my beef is with him. Thank you, Senator.
Thank you.
Further discussion on the bill. Senator from Buchanan, for what purpose do you seek recognition?
To inquire of the senator from the 4th.
Does the senator from the 4th yield?
I do.
He does proceed.
I'm just looking at this really for the first time, and basically this makes it so that your interest in a health savings account is exempt from bankruptcy. Is that?
Yeah. Currently, IRAs are already exempt from bankruptcy, so this is just clarifying that inherited IRAs also, and the exemptions that we have listed, we listed those exemptions before the creation of health savings accounts. So we're just adding the health savings accounts to the list.
You know, having been the victim of somebody who went bankrupt and having been out quite a bit of money for that, I'm wondering why we don't go the other way and make IRAs, you know, their savings that they've set aside, you know, make them subject to bankruptcy instead of going this way. So that people who are like myself, who lost money, could put the money in our IRA, you know?
Well, keep in mind, when you take a distribution from an IRA, that's subject to attachment. So a creditor can still get the money. They just can't make the holder of the IRA
cash out their retirement, take the penalty on the tax and pay all the taxes and then get their money.
So what do you do, just put a lien on it or something?
Well, you got to put a lien on the bank account, yeah.
And then eventually when they turn 65 or whatever?
Whenever they start paying, whenever they start taking withdrawals, yeah.
Okay, I still wonder if this is the correct way to go, but I don't know enough about it to, you know, to have a really intelligent conversation about it, but I thank you for the inquiry.
Thank you, Senator.
Does any other senator desire to be heard on the bill? Hearing none, Senator, you recognize the close.
Mr. President, I now move that Senate Bill number 100 be declared perfected and ordered printed.
You've heard the motion from the senator from the fourth. As many are of the opinion that motion shall prevail, say aye.
Aye.
Those of the contrary, say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The bill has been declared perfected and ordered printed. Senator from Newton.
Mr. President, without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business. Senate bill's perfection. I would ask you recognize the senator from the second on Senate Bill 59.
Senate bills for perfection, the informal calendar, Senate Bill 59, Senator from the second.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that Senate Bill number 59 be brought before the body.
You've heard the motion from the senator from the second. As many of the opinion that motion shall prevail, say aye.
Aye.
Those of the contrary, say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The bill is before the body. Senator from the second.
Thank you, Mr. President. I would now move for the adoption and the ask for it to be printed and perfected. Mr. President, what Senate Bill number 59 is it deals with updating some insurance levels that bring us into Senate, some of the compliances with the National Association of Insurance Commissioners. There's basically two things this bill does. Is if an insurance company goes out of business, all the insurance companies that do business in our state, they assess themselves and they all pool the money to pay off the claims for that insurance company that went out of business. Currently, there is levels for each type of policy that they would pay out on, and these levels have not been updated in many, many, many years. You know, years ago, Mr. President, when I actually sold insurance, you know, the typical person would buy a $100,000 life insurance policy, and that is what the current limit is for what the Guarantee Association would cover if an insurance company went out of business. Typically now, most people are buying $500,000 policies. That's kind of the norm. It's gotten so inexpensive, and just, you know, things have gotten more expensive to live, so more people are buying these higher-level policies. So what this does is this increases the amount of a policy that the association, all the insurance companies, would have to cover if one of their companies went out of business. And it kind of brings it up into what the common person is purchasing when they're purchasing policies. If somebody has a $2 million policy on a life policy and anything above $300,000, they would still be able to try to get that policy paid, but they'd have to go through the bankruptcy of the company, and they usually would only get about 20 cents on the dollar. So this would still provide that benefit to the people that have been paying their premiums, and if the company went out of business, their families and people would still be taken care of. It also allows the insurance companies to assess themselves a little bit more if needed, in case there's a massive failure of an insurance company, kind of like an AIG. Right now, they can assess themselves up to 1% of premium. We're putting here they can assess it up to 2% if needed, because if you had a company that wrote tons of policies like an AIG, the 1% that they could assess themselves would not cover it, so they wanted to have that ability to go up a little bit higher just in case there was a massive failure of an insurance company that did business here in the state. The other thing that it does is it expands a board on that where there's some county mutuals. They don't have a seat on the board that oversees this. Even though they write these types of policies, they've been in all the meetings, but they just officially don't have a seat. And this just expands two slots to allow your county mutual insurance companies to have a seat on the board when they deliberate these things. Most of the other states in the country have updated their levels, and we're just following along with some recommended guidelines by the National Association of Insurance Commissioners. And we're just trying to make sure that our policyholders are protected in case a company goes out of business. I will gladly answer any questions, Mr. President. If not, I would renew my motion.
Okay, the senator from the second has moved that Senate Bill 59 be declared perfected and ordered printed. If there is no objection, I would like to introduce some special guests. Up in the upper gallery, they just entered the chamber, is the St. Charles County Vision Leadership Group. And it's good to see them here. Ask my colleagues to please give them a warm welcome. Senator from the 14th, for what purpose do you seek recognition?
Yes, Mr. President, thank you. I'd like to inquire of the Senator from the 2nd.
This is Senator from the 2nd. Yield, he does proceed.
Thank you so much. I'm looking at page 3, line 82, and I wanted to know what the exception for workers' compensation coverage actually meant.
Page 3? What line?
82. You add in except in the case of a claim in workers' compensation.
Yeah, that was clarification language based off of other National Associated Insurance Commissioners model language that we've dealt with in the past, and for some reason the workers' compensation piece was not included. So this is just bringing those types of policies up into line with the model legislation that we've passed years ago for all the other insurance. And it was just kind of an error that one wasn't mentioned, and so we're just bringing it up to speed with all of the other policies. It was a bill I did a year or two that
and,
this was left out.
So what was the reasoning for that? What was the reasoning for that? Because I didn't really get that in your explanation. I mean, I understand other people are doing it. I just need to know why. I'd like to know why they started doing that.
Because workers' compensation, you know, is a different entity. It's a different type of animal. You're dealing with a relationship between workers and the company, in versus some of the other insurance policies that the model language, you know, could be dealing with a whole different type of a risk relationship. And it's treated a little bit different. I don't have a real technical answer for you, but it was just kind of an oversight on why this was not included, and we needed to clarify that this is what we meant, and this is off of legislation that I did a couple years ago that I honestly don't remember what that legislation did besides bring us into kind of a model where most other states have done. All the insurance commissioners get together and they try to have uniformity. So if you're doing business in Tennessee and Missouri, that we're kind of all operating on the same platform as much as we can, so we don't have huge discrepancies in our insurance laws.
Okay, well, I appreciate that. I'm going to look it up this weekend so that I have full clarification on that. But thank you so much, Senator, and thank you, Mr. President.
Senator from the 1st, for what purpose do you seek recognition?
To inquire the Senator from the 2nd.
Does the Senator from the 2nd yield? He does proceed.
So this bill is intended to buttress the Guarantee Association, is that right?
Well, there's two parts. One, it's supposed to allow the Guarantee Association to cover failures if there's a bankruptcy, so they have the ability to assess themselves more if there's a huge failure. And then it also is raising the policy thresholds of how much they can guarantee up to. So for like the life policies, they're all written out in the bill, but most commonly the life policies is where you see this, is right now they'll cover $100,000. So if you have a $500,000 policy, they only have to guarantee the first $100,000, and we're raising that up to $300,000. And again, it's just trying to keep in touch with the size of policies that people are currently buying versus years ago when we set these limits.
And the effect of that is that consumers who buy insurance, who pay their premiums, make their premium payments, and have the misfortune of having bought insurance from and paid premiums to a company that ends up being insolvent, making sure that those consumers recover as much as they possibly can on their policy, right?
That is correct.
And that's the role of the Guarantee Association. It steps in when an insurer can't satisfy its obligations. The Guarantee Association will stand in the shoes of the insurer to make the consumer whole.
Yeah, and the Guarantee Association is an organization of all the insurance companies that do business in the state that assess themselves and then they put money in to cover these costs. And a lot of times they might step in and buy the policies and things of that nature. But it is that unfortunate event. Insurance company goes out of business. You have a claim. There's no money, and you're just hanging in the wind. The industry steps up and says, we're going to cover their costs, their liabilities, up to this amount.
Well, I really want to thank you for bringing this bill forward. I will tell you that insurance coverage issues have been a part of my law practice, and in my career I've dealt with a certain number of insurance insolvency cases myself personally, and there are two enormous ones that I've dealt with that I think are covered directly by your bill. In the section that runs from page 16 to 17, you talk about bumping the coverage for on life policies, and you also cover structured settlements. Excuse me. And I will tell you, in my little less than 15 years of practice, I have seen nine-figure unfunded insurer liabilities in each of those contexts. We had a very large matter involving pre-need funeral policies that ran through several states, Missouri being one of them. And we also had a massive fraud involving structured settlements out of Illinois that wound its way through the court system in St. Louis. And in both of those cases, the unfunded liability was approaching or in excess of $500 million. And the only way, I mean, there were some other responsible parties who got brought to the table, but the first line of defense for the consumers who were left holding the bag in those situations is always the guarantors and the reinsurers. And the stronger they are, the better protected the consumer is. And I think your bill does a great job of addressing that. So thank you.
Great. Thank you.
Does any other senator desire to be heard on the bill? Hearing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I close.
Senator from the second has renewed his motion that Senate Bill 59 be declared perfected and ordered printed. Is many of the opinion that motion shall prevail, say aye. Those of the contrary say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. You have declared perfected and ordered printed Senate Bill 59. Senator from Newton.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of reports of standing committees.
Reports of standing committees. Senator from Newton.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a report.
Send it forward. Secretary, please read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics, to which was referred Senate Bill number 16, Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill number 45, Senate Bill number 75, and Senate Bill number 138, begs leave to report that it has examined the same and finds that the bills have been truly perfected and that the printed copies furnished the senators are correct. Respectfully submitted, Senator Richard, Chairman.
Senator from Andrew. Senator from Andrew.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your Committee on Commerce has a report.
Please send it forward.
I would like to send it forward to the very capable Secretary of the Senate, who has done a phenomenal job today, this week, and so far this session. Thank you, Mr. President.
Please read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Commerce, Consumer Protection, Energy, and the Environment, to which was referred Senate Bill 13, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee Substitute, hereto attached, do pass. Respectfully, Senator Lager, Chairman.
Senator from the 15th.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your Committee on Jobs, Economic Development, and Local Government has a report.
Please send it forward. Secretary, please read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Jobs, Economic Development, and Local Government, to which was referred Senate Bill 120, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee substitute, hereto attached, do pass. Respectfully, Senator Schmidt, Chairman.
Senator from Newton.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go with the order of business of second reading of House bills. Mr. President, let's go to second reading of Senate bills first.
I need somebody there. Order of business, a second reading of Senate bills. Senator from the 23rd.
You got a list to check.
Senate Bill 251.
Senate Bill 251, an act relating to public assistance, fraud, and abuse.
Judiciary. Senate Bill 252.
Senate Bill 252, relating to the copying and retention of source documents used to obtain driver's licenses and non-driver's licenses.
Transportation, Senate Bill 253.
Senate Bill 253, an act for the sole purpose of restructuring the Missouri Criminal Code.
Judiciary, Senate Bill 254.
Senate Bill 254, an act relating to loan fees.
Financial governmental organizations and elections, Senate Bill 255.
Senate Bill 255, an act relating to the Administrative Law Judge Review Committee.
Financial and governmental organizations and elections, Senate Bill 256.
Senate Bill 256, an act relating to the Safe Place for Newborns Act.
Seniors, Families, and Pensions, Senate Bill 257.
Senate Bill 257, an act relating to port improvement districts.
Jobs, Economic Development, and Local Government, Senate Bill 258.
Senate Bill 258, an act relating to the Board of Directors of the Kansas City School District.
Education, Senate Bill 259.
Senate Bill 259, an act relating to reportable infectious diseases.
Veterans Affairs and Health, Senate Bill 260.
Senate Bill 260, an act relating to reimbursement of non-participating facility-based providers.
Small Business Insurance and Industry, Senate Bill 261.
Senate Bill 261, an act relating to the assignment of hearing officers by the State Tax Commission.
Ways and Means, Senate Bill 262.
Senate Bill 262, an act relating to the reimbursement of covered health care services provided through telemedicine.
Small Business, Senate Bill 263.
Senate Bill 263, an act relating to the creation of the crime of assaulting an employee of a mass transit system while in the scope of his or her duties.
Judiciary, Senate Bill 264.
Senate Bill 264, an act relating to petitions to exclude property from a fire protection district.
Jobs, Economic Development, and Local Government, Senate Bill 265.
Senate Bill 265, an act relating to prohibition on certain policies that infringe on private property rights.
General Laws, Senate Bill 266.
Senate Bill 266, an act relating to privacy concerning firearms.
General Laws, Senate Bill 267.
Senate Bill 267, an act relating to the laws of other countries.
General Laws, Senate Bill 268.
Senate Bill 268, an act relating to ordinances adopted by political subdivisions regulating firearms.
General Laws, Senate Bill 269.
Senate Bill 269, an act relating to the preferential use of the Capitol complex by private entities.
General Laws, Senate Bill 270.
Senate Bill 270, an act relating to state enforcement of certain federal laws.
General Laws, Senate Bill 271.
Senate Bill 271, an act relating to emergency dispatch operator training.
General Laws, Senate Bill 272.
Senate Bill 272, an act relating to fire sprinkler contractors.
General Laws, Senate Bill 273.
Senate Bill 273, an act relating to the release of crime scene materials under the state open records law.
Judiciary, Senate Bill 274.
Senate Bill 274, an act relating to mandatory wage reporting for the purposes of determining the prevailing wage.
Small Business, Senate Bill 275.
Senate Bill 275, an act relating to utility regulation.
Commerce, Senate Bill 276.
Senate Bill 276, an act relating to virtual schools.
Education, Senate Bill 277.
Senate Bill 277, an act relating to the Missouri Energy Efficiency Performance Standard.
Commerce, Senate Bill 278.
Senate Bill 278, an act relating to workers' compensation.
Small Business, Senate Bill 279.
Senate Bill 279, an act relating to the administration of state employee benefits.
Seniors, Families, and Pensions, Senate Bill 280.
Senate Bill 280, an act relating to the designation of a bridge.
Transportation, Senate Bill 281.
Senate Bill 281, an act relating to insurance coverage for dental services.
Small Business, Senate Bill 282.
Senate Bill 282, an act relating to the endangerment of emergency workers.
Transportation, Senate Bill 283.
Senate Bill 283, an act relating to candidacy qualifications for certain county offices.
Financial and governmental organizations and elections, Senate Bill 284.
Senate Bill 284, an act relating to school safety.
Education, Senate Bill 285.
Senate Bill 285, an act relating to access to certain electronic monitoring information by local law enforcement agencies.
Judiciary, Senate Bill 286.
Senate Bill 286, an act relating to the designation of memorial highways.
Transportation, Senate Bill 287.
Senate Bill 287, an act relating to captive insurance companies.
Small Business, Senate Bill 288.
Senate Bill 288, an act relating to retirement of higher education employees.
Seniors, Families, and Pensions, Senate Bill 289.
Senate Bill 289, an act relating to professional applications concerning Social Security numbers.
Financial and governmental organizations and elections, Senate Bill 290.
Senate Bill 290, an act relating to campaign finance.
Rules, Senate Bill 291.
Senate Bill 291, an act relating to awarding state contracts to vendors employing individuals with qualifying disabilities.
Government accountability and fiscal oversight, Senate Bill 292.
Senate Bill 292, an act relating to workers' compensation tax overpayments.
Small Business, Senate Bill 293.
Senate Bill 293, an act relating to the transfer of property by the governing bodies of certain public institutions of higher education.
Education, Senate Bill 294.
Senate Bill 294, an act relating to Public Service Commission intervention in certain legal proceedings.
Commerce, Senate Bill 295.
Senate Bill 295, an act relating to paid members of any fire department or fire district.
Jobs, Senate Bill 296.
Senate Bill 296, an act relating to college or university police officers.
Transportation, Senate Bill 297.
Senate Bill number 297, an act relating to rate making for water utilities.
Commerce, Senate Bill 298.
Senate Bill number 298, an act relating to campaign finance.
Rules, Senate Bill 299.
Senate Bill number 299, an act relating to energy efficiency improvements to certain state buildings.
Commerce, Senate Bill 300.
Senate Bill 300, an act relating to medical assistance benefits.
Veterans Affairs and Health.
Now you need to recognize Senator Kehoe. You need to recognize Senator Newton to change orders of business.
Senator from Newton.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of second reading of House bills.
Second reading of House bills. Senator from the 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. House Committee Substitute for House Bill 87.
House Committee Substitute for House Bill 87, an act relating to certain benevolent tax credits.
Jobs. House Committee Substitute for House Joint Resolutions 5 and 12.
House Committee Substitute for House Joint Resolutions 5 and 12, joint resolution relating to elections.
Financial and governmental organizations and elections. House Committee Substitute for House Bills 256, 33, and 305.
House Committee Substitute for House Bills 256, 33, and 305, an act relating to public safety.
Judiciary. Financial and governmental organizations and elections. House Committee Substitute for House Bill 48 and 216.
House Committee Substitute for House Bills 48 and 216, an act relating to elections.
Financial and governmental organizations and elections. It's been a long week already.
Senator from Newton.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go the order of business of messages from the House of Representatives and ask that the Secretary please read the message.
Madam Secretary, please read the messages.
Mr. President, I'm instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and passed House Bill 55, entitled An Act Relating to Amnesty for Certain Taxes with an Emergency Clause. Emergency clause adopted, in which the concurrence of the Senate is respectfully requested. Respectfully submitted, Daniel Adam Crumless, Chief Clerk.
Senator from Newton. No, I didn't know if he was. Senator from the 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. Would you please refer Senate concurrent resolution 10 and 11 to the Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics.
Those bills shall be so referred. Senator from Newton.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of announcements. Would you please recognize me for announcement?
Seeing no objection, order of business's announcements. The senator from Newton.
Just like to remind the senators that lunch will be served in my office immediately on adjournment.
Announcements. Announcements. The senator from Andrew, for what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President. Let me just say you're doing a very nice job up there. I would like to remind the members of the Commerce Committee that we will meet upon adjournment. When you drop that gavel, we will be going in, Mr. President.
Announcements. Announcements? Oh, Senator from Johnson, what purpose do you rise?
Thank you for the recognition, Mr. President. Just want to let you know your hardworking education committee is not meeting today. It has been canceled, but we'll be back in the saddle next week.
Announcements? Senator from Newton.
Thank you, Mr. President. No further business coming before the body. I move the Senate stand adjourned until 4 p.m. Monday, February the 25th, 2013.
You've heard the motion from the Senator from Newton. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye. Those opposed, nay. Ayes appear to have it. Ayes do have it. The Senate shall stand adjourned till Monday.